Hey guys, it's Dr. Andrea Huddleston here. Thanks again for joining us and welcome back. On this video, I want to talk about the link between estrogen and your gut health, or the estrogen microbiome axis. And if you've seen any of my work around microbial endocrinology, which is essentially just a big fancy way of saying the gut hormone connection, you will already have a really good understanding about the role that the microbiota actually plays in regulating our hormones and vice versa. And in this study, it looked at essentially the physiological and clinical implications of the connection between the gut microbiota and how it modulates and balances estrogen levels in the body, and how that's actually implicated for many hormonal conditions as well. And just as a quick little recap, we know that the microbiome, so the collection of trillions of, you know, those symbiotic and sometimes not symbiotic bugs in our gastrointestinal lining that have really broad reaching sort of health implications. But when we're looking specifically at its effect on hormonal balance, we know that the microbiome has the ability to produce and secrete almost every hormone that the body uses. It regulates the expression of those hormones. It can either inhibit or enhance their function, but can also signal out to our other endocrine glands to either increase or decrease production of those hormones. So it kind of plays like almost this puppet master or master control mechanism for what happens to our hormonal balance within our body. It also is a really major control mechanism of actually the metabolism of our hormones, and in particular estrogen. So remember, estrogen is the beautiful feminized hormone that we need in fairly moderate amounts for women. Men make a little bit of it as well, but women need a lot more of it. This is what's responsible for developing our hips, our boobs, our butt, gives us our beautiful tight taut skin, that youthful glow. It's really important to make our bones strong, keep our immune system firing, keep our cognition banging on as well. So it's really important for our brain health. And reproductively, estrogen is what's involved in that first phase of the cycle. When it peaks, it's actually when the egg gets released from the ovary. Estrogen is part of the maturation process of the egg before it gets released. It also helps to thicken the uterine lining, and so on and so forth. So that's just a quick little recap around the role of estrogen in our system. And a lot of women love hearing as well that is that estrogen is actually really metabolically active. So when we've got good levels of estrogen, it actually keeps our metabolism really ticking along really nicely. And it has an anti-inflammatory effect on our body too. So we want estrogen almost like the Goldilocks effect within that bliss point. So not too much, not too little. And certainly the microbiota plays a bit of a role in this. So the research that I'm referring to looks at how the microbiome is actually a key regulator of estrogen levels. And low microbial diversity actually impacts estrogen metabolism. So with all of our hormones, we want to use them well, and then we want to get rid of them. So it's this use it and lose it principle. We don't want it to be recycling in our system. We don't want our estrogen low to be recycling or to be increasing in our body, sort of above what safe limits might be. So we want our systems that metabolize hormones, so phase 1, 2, and 3 of, you know, estrogen metabolism or detoxification through our liver and our gut, to be working really effectively. What has been shown is that when we have low microbial diversity, and this can be from poor diets, other health conditions, antibiotic exposure, and a few other things, it can actually impact estrogen metabolism. And there is this bi-directional relationship between hormone interactions on the gut, but also how the microbiome actually significantly influences estrogen levels. And these can be implicated in conditions like obesity, metabolic syndrome, polycystic ovarian syndrome, fertility, endometriosis, and even hormone receptor positive cancers, as well as cardiovascular disease and our cognitive function too. So the gut microbiota regulates estrogen through secretion of something called beta-glucuronidase. Those enzymes are produced by something called the estrobilome. And we'll do more videos specifically on this, but the estrobilome is essentially just a specific collection of microbial species in the gut that target the regulation of estrogen. So dysbiosis in the gut, which is caused by, again, poor diets, an overgrowth of the bad or opportunistic or pathogenic bugs, increases gram-negative and gram-positive bacterial populations, which actually increases inflammation and disrupts the function of the estrobilome in the first place. And modulating this gut microbiome and metabolic profile is a means of actually addressing estrogen-driven conditions. So this could actually be a key sort of component of treatment options for these people as well. Okay, so guys, I know there's a lot of information there, but the key takeaways is that hormonal balance and optimal health is obviously really dependent on optimal gut function. And improving our microbial diversity will impact the function of the estrobilome, and that can actually be achieved by increasing fiber in the diet and foods that are really rich in polyphenols. So those are our colorful fruits and vegetables, which are also quite high in fiber as well. And improving the diet will have this bi-directional relationship, not only on our hormonal metabolism, but also on our gut health and that balance too. For a lot more specifics on this, we're going to cover that in future videos, so keep an eye out for that. But this is just a bit of a dipping our toe in the water of the estrogen gut axis. All right, guys, if you like this and you wanted to see more, make sure you subscribe below and don't hesitate to check out Hormonal Mastery, which is, again, my holistic guide to hormonal balance. And there is modules in that specifically that go into so much detail about the gut hormone connection.